With me on the line is John Conklin, the president and CEO of New Energy Technologies Incorporated. John, thanks for talking to us. You had a debut of the largest solar window of its kind. Tell us a little bit about that as well. I'm very interested in that one.
Yes. John, that really marks a significant milestone for us. In 2010, we publicly announced our roadmap to commercialization, and part of that roadmap was our commitment to not only commercializing, but also expanding the way by which we are going to be applying and the types of solar windows that we are going to be producing. Along with that, we have successfully spray applied our solar window electricity generating coating on glass and produced a working array that is 12 inches by 12 inches. Certainly a remarkable accomplishment considering that the technology first started with the size of about a quarter of the size of a grain of rice. And as we worked through the various prototypes and proof of concepts into the centimeter size and up through the one-inch size, and then one of our notable accomplishments is producing a four-inch array, which we unveiled at the University of South Florida last September. And then we were on an aggressive roadmap to enhancing development and commercial viability, which leads us to the 1 foot by 1 foot array.
The way I understand it, too, basically you spray this product on a window or on a piece of glass, and it's ready to conduct electricity from solar. Is that right?
Yeah, John. What it does is we've got an arrangement of what we call active layers with this. Photovoltaic substance that we spray on glass, currently spray on glass. And it is very unique in that this electricity generating coating works with both natural and artificial light. And what's important to recognize that is that under very low light conditions, such as, say, early morning or late day, it gives us the ability to produce electricity, so it now gives us the option to look at the east and west faces of structures where it tends to be technically and economically prohibitive to look at a rooftop array with conventional solar photovoltaics and put arrays facing east, south, and west. Where this gives us now another option for consideration for the production of power and the offsetting of that very important energy necessary for buildings to operate.
Well, sure, and I could envision it where you'd have maybe an entire skyscraper you could put on all the windows, and it would generate maybe enough electricity to run that building, maybe even others.
We are working on power production models that allow us to do that assessment of what the building energy consumption or the energy demand is and go through a mathematical exercise to evaluate the technical feasibility of what can be offset for that power. So you're absolutely right, John, and that is a critical assessment, whether it be a solar window application or an application using solar photovoltaics, whether it be thin film amorphous silica or the mono or polycrystalline silicon PV. So that assessment is critical, and this model that we're working on allows us to look at that feasibility and determine what may be a viable offset of power to help with the operating cost of that building.
I know right now you're working on the or you've got the 12 by 12 inch prototype. How far away are you? How long until you're able to do this on a larger scale where you're doing whole office buildings or at least maybe whole windows within a home or something like that?
Right. Very good question, John. And we, as I said, we're working on a very aggressive time frame for commercialization. Keep in mind that going from the quarter size of a grain of rice through the various proofs of concepts and various stages of prototype development is a time-consuming process. We've got a number of different factors and variables that must be considered, and one would love to assume that there's some linearity between scalability, but the true truth of the matter is when you look at solar photovoltaics in an organic photovoltaic array that we are developing, you've got a number of very important application matters that have to be addressed, and foremost would be cell efficiency and uniformity, and they're very much related to one another. So right now, 2011 promises to be a very productive year for us, where we are going to be evaluating the various surface coating techniques and methodologies ultimately to enhance that cell efficiency and improve the area and uniformity by which the active layers are applied. And stay tuned, because we will be reaching out to the public with our announcements as we move forward to that. But it proves to be a very, very productive year for us. And we'll know more about how big we can make it as we go through those various stages of ongoing development. But 2011 is going to be a very promising year. We have an opportunity, John, which this electricity generating coating on see-through grilled glass has the potential for us now to look at the building as an entire envelope for offsetting of power. And what I mean by that, like an envelope, John, we've got exterior surfaces and interior surfaces. And if we can forward think the application of the electricity generating coating or solar window in that building envelope as a solution to offsetting power, it gives us now an opportunity to not just look on the roof, but look at all exterior faces and large interior faces that may be an opportunity for a company which may have a building not quite facing a good azimuth south, or may have constraints due to operating infrastructure, whether it be mechanical or electrical on the roof, where they're not able to economically install photovoltaics to offset power, now gives us a way to look at other surfaces in that total building envelope as a solution and not ignore the fact that that we've got other areas by which we may be able to offset power.